Hello and welcome back to As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here every day to help you learn and improve your American English. We do this by telling you what is going on in our world. Today, we begin with the uneasy situation in Ukraine. Some experts believe China may benefit from the uncertain situation. We will have details. Then we turn our attention to another trouble spot, the Gaza Strip. Some American Jews have expressed concern that Israel may have used too much force in dealing with recent attacks from Palestinians. Two stories that you need to know about are headed your way right now. China may be nearly 6,000 kilometers from eastern Ukraine. But as we hear from Jonathan Evans, China may be the biggest winner from the Ukraine crisis.
The Chinese government has watched as Russia helps separatists in eastern Ukraine. But the government has yet to protest the Russian moves. In March, China made an unusual move. The United Nations Security Council voted to condemn Russia's annexation of Crimea. But China did not join other nations in support of the resolution. Some experts say China's decision not to support the measure may show it is working with Russia. Artyom Lukin is the deputy director of the School of Regional and International Studies at Far Eastern Federal University in Russia. He wrote earlier this year about China's unwillingness to join Western countries in taking action against Russia for its annexation of Crimea. He said China's position should be seen as nothing other than neutrality in the Ukraine crisis. He said that China would expect Russia to remain neutral about Chinese actions in East Asia and the Western Pacific. Robert Daly heads the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States. The Kissinger Institute is part of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, D.C. Mr. Daly says the Ukraine crisis helps China because it takes attention away from China's conflicts with ethnic groups like Tibetans and Uyghurs. He says the crisis is also good for China because it forces the United States to spend time on the security needs of its European allies. And it keeps the United States from spending time and effort on its four-year-old pivot to Asia. Some Chinese felt threatened by the U.S. decision to send more diplomatic, economic, and military forces to East Asia. Andrew Cutchins is the director of the Russia and Eurasia program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. In his words, events in Ukraine, Iraq, and Syria are the latest major events that distract the United States from carrying out the rebalance to the east. He says the Ukraine crisis may help China and Russia grow closer. He says Russia may stop opposing China's territorial claims so that China will support Russia's actions. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Washington. The Israeli military campaign in the Gaza Strip resulted in the deaths of an estimated 2,000 Palestinians. Many of those killed were not involved in the fighting. This is a cause of concern for many American Jews. They feel loyal to the State of Israel, but they also believe the Israeli government may have gone too far in Gaza. VOA spoke with several influential Jewish American leaders. Bob Doty tells us what they said.
Rabbi Michael Lerner says he shares a broken heart with many American Jews. They love Israel and support a Jewish homeland. But he says they also believe it must be a place that presents Jewish values, like justice and showing concern for others. Rabbi Lerner says there is a huge contradiction or conflict between those ideas and what Israel has been doing to the Palestinian people. He says the attack on Gaza led to the death of 2,100 Gazans, hundreds of whom were children. He notes how the fighting led to the destruction of many homes, the electrical system, and the water system.
This has caused a great deal of anguish amongst many American Jews.
Michael Lerner launched Tikkun, a national Jewish magazine. Its reports deal mainly with faith-based social change. The clergyman says most American Jews believe Israel had no choice but to react with force to rockets fired by Hamas supporters. But he thinks that Israel could have stopped the violence at any time.
Israel has the power. Hamas does not have the power.
Another Jewish leader says that is part of the problem. Amiel Hirsch is a rabbi at the Stephen Wise Free Synagogue in New York.
If you're sitting on your balcony and on the other side of the street, there's a person who's shooting at you from his balcony, and he's holding his baby in his hand. What should your response be?
He says there are rules of war, and they should be followed. But where there are violations, people should be held responsible. He says the idea that Israel purposefully targeted civilians is a big lie and should be rejected. More conservative American Jews sometimes consider criticism of Israeli actions by some American Jews as a betrayal.
The idea that you can't criticize Israel because the Jews are anti-Semitic means that Israel has, as a state, has carte blanche to do anything.
Rebecca Vilcomerson says those accusations have been made against her organization, Jewish Voices for Peace. Ms. Vilcomerson is head of the group. She says it was the only Jewish organization that openly opposed the war in Gaza. But she is quick to say the group does not support Hamas. Rabbi Hirsch makes a point of rejecting any suggestion of a moral similarity between Hamas and Israel.
Hamas is an anti-Semitic, anti-Western, anti-feminist, anti-gay, anti-Christian terrorist group, and Israel is a liberal democracy, fighting for its life in a very, very bad neighborhood. At the same time, what I personally have emphasized to our people over many years is that this issue is not going to be resolved except through political negotiations.
For now, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is in effect, although tensions remain high.